Israel since 1948. The day is Yom HaZikaron, and therefore I wanted to speak with you a brief period of time, because I'll come in, God willing, tomorrow Makaymas, but I wanted to start with the topic of Milchama. We know that the Rambam writes in Hilchos Malachim, that there are three types of wars in Halacha. Please get this. Number one is destroying the Shiva Amamim, seven nations that live in Eretz Israel. And number two is Amalek. And number three is a self-defensive battle. All three of those are called Mechemes Mitzvahs. All three of those are called Mechemes Mitzvahs. A Mechemes Mitzvahs is an optional battle where Beis Din HaGadol has to give permission to the Tzahal, to go and annex more lands on Eretz Israel. So there's two categories. Please get it. Mechemes Mitzvah and Mechemes Mitzvahs. And Milchemes Mitzvah is divided up into three categories. Shiva Amamim, again, Amalek, and a self-defensive battle. Now, the different wars that we have had, unfortunately, 48, 56, 67, 73, 82, and the other wars since, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, the great Goyin, said that all those wars are considered to be a Mechemes Mitzvah. From the very time that Medinis Israel was founded, the Arabs have been trying to attack us and annihilate us and wipe us off the face of the earth. Therefore, can you guys hear?
Yeah, Rabbi.
Yeah.
Therefore, all the wars are labeled as a self-defensive battle, and they are a Mechemes Mitzvah. All the wars, they're all Mechemes Mitzvah, Halach Lamaisah. And this was the psak of the great Goyin, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal. And this had a tremendous ramification. In 1970, a Rabbi Gaon Rav Hutner Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Berlin, was on a plane and hijacked. And the plane landed in Jordan in the desert. And there was his daughter was on the flight, I believe, his son-in-law. There was a young girl from Peoria, Illinois, where I grew up, this Israeli girl, was on that flight. And the question became, there were some Talmidim of a Rabbi Gaon Rav Hutner Zatzal that wanted to redeem him for like $3 million. At that time, it was a lot of money. And it was a discussion. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal came out with the psak. This is not permissible. They were good friends, but he said this is not permissible. We are in a war, we are in the midst of a war, and you're not allowed to redeem a captive because it's going to, based on the Gemara and Gittin, it's going to motivate the terrorists to do more hijacking, more kidnapping, and therefore he did not allow them to redeem. He did not allow them to redeem him. Baruch Hashem, thank God that they were able to recover all the hostages, and the terrorists blew up the plane, but thank God no one was in it, and everyone was saved, Baruch Hashem, thank God. But what I'm trying to bring out is that he held out to din that it was Zman Milchama. He held Al Bidin that it was Zman Milchama since 1948, and it hasn't stopped. And to that degree, prohibited, because they have to agree, prohibited this redemption of the redemption of the captives of the hostages. Does everyone hear me?
Yeah.
This is the Pesach Halachim. Now, I want to focus now on this Milchama of the Shiva Amamim. The Shiva Amamim, they lived in Eretz Israel, and we have a mitzvah to take over Eretz Israel and destroy the Shiva Amamim. We do not know who the Shiva Amamim are nowadays, says the Rambam. We lost their memory because Sanherib, the king of Assyria, mixed up all the genealogy of the nations. And therefore, we don't know who they are. If we didn't know who they were, we have to give them an option, says the Rambam. Either they behave like mentioned in Eretz Yisrael, they accept the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, or if they refuse to, we tell them they must leave Eretz Yisrael, or if they refuse to, we have to fight them and go to war with them and kill them. That's what the Rambam writes. Meaning to say, the mitzvah of Shiva Amamim is a branch, of the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz. It is a branch of the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz, because you want to settle Eretz Yisrael. And in order to settle Eretz Yisrael, we need to banish the Shiva Amamim in order to settle Eretz Yisrael. And this mitzvah of destroying the Shiva Amamim, says the Rambam in the Chinuch, is incumbent upon both Jewish men and Jewish women. The Rambam writes, unlike destroying Amalek, Jewish men have the chiyuv and not Jewish women. But when it comes to the Shiva Amamim, both Jewish men and Jewish women have the chiyuv to destroy the Shiva Amamim. They both have the chiyuv. Why is this? Does everyone hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why is it that both Jewish men and Jewish women have the chiyuv to destroy the Shiva Amamim? And the answer is because both Jewish men and Jewish women have a Yishuv Mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz. The Mishnah writes in the end of Maseches Ksubis, the Daf Kufyud of Beis, that if there is a couple that is married and they live in Chutz Laretz, and one of them wants to make Aliyah and the other doesn't, it is grounds for divorce. And if the woman wants to go and the husband doesn't, he has to divorce her and must pay the ksuba. In the reverse way, if the husband wants to make Aliyah and the woman doesn't, it is grounds for divorce, and he does not have to pay the ksuba, because he wants to do the mitzvah and she doesn't. He wants to do the mitzvah and she doesn't. And this is the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz. Of course, we want to try to have them work it out and they shouldn't have to fight. But the bottom line is that this mitzvah of the Shiva Amamim is a branch of the mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz, which is incumbent upon both Jewish men and Jewish women. And that is why it is different than a Amalek. Based on this, everyone hear me? The Mitzvah Skinuch has a Kiddush based on the Kiddush, an amazing Kiddush. That when you engage in the midst of destroying the Shiva Amamim, you must do it in a manner where you do not endanger your life. You must do it in a manner where you're not misakin yourself. That's what the Sefer Achinuch writes. You must do it in a manner, you destroy the Shivamim, where you do not endanger your life. So the Mitzvah asks, what are you talking about? War by nature is dangerous. What do you mean? What do you mean you're supposed to destroy the Shivamim? What does it mean you're supposed to destroy the Shivamim? Don't. What do you mean don't endanger yourself? It's war. War by its very nature is dangerous. Look at this. What could this mean? What could this mean that you don't have to pay? You have to make sure you don't endanger yourself. The answer is because this mitzvah is not just simply war. This mitzvah is Yishuv Haaretz. This mitzvah is Yishuv Haaretz. And therefore, you have to do it in a manner that you be like a sniper, where you do not endanger yourself. Because this mitzvah applies even during peacetime. It's not just a mitzvah of war like a mullet. Shiva Amimim is considered to be a mitzvah of Haaretz. And therefore, it can apply during peacetime. Therefore, you must make sure that you do not endanger someone's life. You must make sure you don't endanger someone's life at all. And that is the Chiddush. That is the Chiddush, Lamaisa, of the Sefer Achinuch. And that speaks volumes about this mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz. And this brings us to the following. We assumed that there is a mitzvah to live in. Is there a mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz? And the Rabban writes that there is an obligatory mitzvah. There's an obligatory mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. A mitzvah chiyuvis, obligatory to live in Eretz Yisrael. That we should pack our bags and make aliyah. This is what the Rabban writes. And the Rabban writes that all the mitzvahs that we do in Chutz Lartz are practice. All the mitzvahs that we do in Chutz Lartz are practice, and that we should do them properly in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rabban writes. So according to the Rabban, the mitzvah is a chiyuvis. Not like we said it's a reshus or a kiyum of the two sheetahs that says two guys do zimun. That's not true. It's a chiyuvis, says the Rabban. However, Reb Moshe Zatzal argues. Reb Moshe says it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's like the mitzvah of wearing sukkahs. If you have a four-cornered garment, if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you must leave in tzitzis. Hashem gets angry if you don't put yourself in that view of putting out a four-cornered garment. But the bottom line is you're not chayiv in tzitzis until you have a four-cornered garment. That's the same thing as Eretz Yisrael. You're not mechuyav to make aliyah, but if you're living there, you get points. Reb Moshe compares the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz to the mitzvah of tzitzis. This is what Reb Moshe writes. And then there is the third shita. The third shita is that there is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Megillas Esther shita. That's why the Rambam omitted the mitzvah. Of living in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Megillas Esther, because the Rambam believed there was not a mitzvah. However, many poskim argue on the Megillas Esther's interpretation of the Rambam. The Avnei Nezer writes that the Rambam holds it is a mitzvah, and the only reason why he didn't need to list it is because he lists Trumas and Maestras. Trumas and Maestras, of course, needs Eretz Yisrael. You need to be there, so it's included in that. So the Rambam, of course, holds it to mitzvah, but he didn't feel like he had to mention it. And Rav Kook Zatzal says that it's so axiomatic to live in Eretz Yisrael, the Yadus, that he didn't need to mention it. And Rav Avadya Zatzal says that the rabbi, the Arach HaZotah, writes explicitly that the mitzvah is to live in Eretz Yisrael. So we have this concept of the Tzivus of Eretz Yisrael. Now, there is a Tzivus in Maseches Ksubis, in Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, that writes that Bizman HaZeh, we don't have the mitzvah, because Sakanas Drachim, and we don't know how to do Tzivus and Maseches. He gives you two svaras why there is no mitzvah. He gives you two svaras why there is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Either Sakanas Drachim, or we don't know how to do Tzivus and Maseches. The Ma'ariz says, therefore you do away with the mitzvah? It's not dangerous now, and number one, learn how to do it. So therefore, we have the three shittas, and we have the positive, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I'm in the middle of the bridge. I want the guys in Brachas to get to Chazer. We're in the middle of that Tysus. Please prepare the Tysus. I have all the Marmakainas. I'll bring them in, and the guys in Gittin.